As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Retro Trivia Podcast. I am your host and trivia addict, Brittany Gibbons, and I am joined by two amazing princesses for an absolute storybook time going through a rousing game of fairy tale trivia. First up, we have Princess Meredith from the faraway land of Northwest Ohio. Meredith, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, little peasants.
Welcome. I can't wait to go through this rounds and rounds of trivia with you today. And you'll be going up against the princess of almost in Michigan, Tracy White. Tracy White, thank you for joining us again for another round of trivia.
I'd like to also be played by an evil witch instead. Yes.
Oh, there you go. Villain Tracy. Yes. So again, we're all familiar with how to play. We are going to have two rounds of trivia, 10 questions each. Each correct answer is going to be worth 1 point. I'm going to ask the question. You in car and in home, folks, you're going to get to answer first. And then we're going to let these in-house players buzz in and try to get those points. Are you two ready to get your fairy tale on?
I'm ready, Governor.
Let's go.
All right. Round one. Question number one. In the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, how did the evil witch poison Snow White? Meredith.
Eat an apple.
With an apple. That is correct. A poisonous apple. Question number two. Which fairy tale character loses a shoe? Tracy.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, that is right. We're starting out simple, guys, but it's going to get a little bit harder. Uh-oh. Okay, question number three. In which popular story would you find a talking cricket? Meredith.
Jiminy Cricket.
That is his name. Where would you find him? Meredith.
In the Jiminy Cricket story.
In the E! True Hollywood Jiminy Cricket story. No, it's going to be something more specific. Tracy, do you know?
Is it Pinocchio?
It is Pinocchio.
Oh, that's right.
Question number four. The character of Maleficent appears in which fairy tale? Tracy.
Sleeping Beauty?
It is. She is in Sleeping Beauty. Question number five. In the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, name one of the three items that Jack stole from the giant. Meredith.
Beans.
No. Oof. He grew the stalk with the beans. He stole three things from that giant. Tracy, do you know one?
Was one of them like a harp?
It was a harp. Oh. He stole a harp, a bag of gold, and a goose that lays golden eggs. Okay, question number six. In the Grimm's German fairy tale, what is the name of the person who imprisoned Rapunzel? She even showed up in the Disney version called Tangled. Tracy.
Was it Gothel?
Yes, it was Gothel.
Wow.
You don't hear of a lot of Gothels anymore. It's just not a popular name.
Making a comeback.
Can you imagine? What's your baby's name? Gothel.
Like, it's going to be in the 2022 top names. I'm calling it now.
Did you say Gretchen? No, Gothel.
Gothel. All I need is Gwyneth Paltrow to have one more baby and name it Gothel, and I know it's going to get there.
Apple because, and Gothel? It would be a magical time.
She goes by Goth for short.
Yes. Question number 7. What did the 7 dwarves do for a living? Meredith.
Well, they hi-hoed off to work. They went to the mine.
Yes, they were miners. They were. Question number 8. Which of the 3 bears' porridges did Goldilocks eat? It was just right. Which one was it? Meredith.
Baby bear.
It was baby bear. It was just right. Okay, question number 9. Honestly, I'm not surprised that Mother Bear's porridge was cold because she's the last to eat. Every time. Everybody
we
else
don't
gets
even
to eat
get
first.
To sit down. We're like,
no, we're just eating
this.
It over the sink.
Yeah, what do you, does anyone need anything to drink? Can I get you anything?
Like before I sit down, does anybody else need anything? Okay, question number 9. Whom does Little Red Riding Hood want to visit? Tracy.
Her grandmother?
Yes, her grandmother. And final question of this round. What kind of creature is Thumbelina expected to marry after she is kidnapped? She's real tiny, so she's going to marry something else that's somewhat small. No guesses? It's a frog. Thumbelina is to marry a frog, which sounds exciting. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back for round 2 of Fairy Tale Trivia.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now. Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. Every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
Is there something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient because they get it. Your life is so busy right now. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace because you can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors specializing in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, or hey, if you just need to talk, anything you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. It's just the press of a button for no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide and at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're hiring additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, and it is a truly affordable option with financial aid available. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that is betterhelp.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round 2. This round is similar to round 1. There are 10 questions, each correct answer being worth 1 point. All right, my princesses and evil witches, are we ready?
Yes.
Question number 1. In the story of the Dancing Princesses, I'm throwing it back. You remember that fairy tale? How many princesses were there? No guesses? 12. There were 12 dancing princesses.
One for every day of Christmas.
Yes. I have not read that story in the longest time. And this has inspired me to go back and read it. I remember loving it when I was a little girl.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of the
12
princesses.
I bet you have. And if you read it, it'll sound familiar.
Okay.
Question number 2. What did Hansel and Gretel leave as a trail in order to find their way back home? Meredith.
Gumdrops.
Nope, not gumdrops. Tracy, do you have a guess?
Breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs is correct. Question number 3. In the tale of Three Billy Goats Gruff, what lives under the bridge the goats must cross? Meredith.
A grumpy old troll just like Dora. The Explorer.
Yes. Yes. I do remember that episode. It is a grumpy old troll. Question number 4. What kind of bird did the ugly duckling turn out to be? Tracy.
A swan?
He was a swan. They all just thought he was this weird looking duck. But it was a swan all along, just like you guys, everyone listening, you're all swans. Question number 5. In the story of the princess and the pea, how many mattresses did she sleep on? Meredith, you should know this because I know you and I starred in our high school version of The Princess and the Pea.
I should know it. And I want to remind everyone that you were my mother in this musical. And I was the beautiful princess on top of the mattress.
This sounds vaguely familiar. I don't recall that being the case, but if you say so.
Is it 20?
There were 20 mattresses.
Yes.
I tried to trick you by putting a tiny pea under 20 mattresses, but you felt it anyways.
Do you want me to curse her?
Question number 6. In Beauty and the Beast, the Beast gave a mirror to her so that she could do what? Tracy.
See her family?
Yes, so that she could see her family with that magic mirror. Okay, question number 7. Hansel and Gretel are enchanted by a house made of what? Meredith.
Candy?
It was candy, and who could blame them? I would also eat the candy house, is what
me
I'm saying.
Too.
Okay, question number 8. What does the miller's daughter need to do so that Rumpelstiltskin doesn't take her firstborn child? What does she have to do? Tracy.
She has to spin straw into gold.
No, she does do that. But in order for him to not take her child, she has to answer a riddle. What is the riddle or question?
Don't know.
Do you know it now, Tracy? Mm-hmm. Did you remember it? What was it?
She had to guess his name.
She had 3 days to guess his name. That
We're
is right.
We're going to give it to her.
Again, just like Gothel, it could come back.
Rumpelstiltskin?
This is my son, Rump. Yeah. It's a family name. Okay, question
at school, all the kids call him Rump Roast.
Question number 9. In The Three Little Pigs, what was the sturdiest house made of? Meredith.
Bricks.
Yes, it was bricks. That pig knew what it was doing. Okay, final question. What was wrong with the clothes made for the king in Hans Christian Andersen's story, The Emperor's New Clothes? Tracy.
They were invisible?
They were invisible because they weren't actually there. That is correct. Good job, guys. All right, let's consult the fairy tale book to see who came out ahead on this game. Meredith, you came in at 8 correct answers. Evil Witch Tracy, it looks like you came in at 10. You are the winner of this fairy tale challenge.
Oh, evil always wins over good.
My evil cackle.
Congratulations, Tracy. Thanks for joining us again. Nobody take an apple from her, but we're all very excited from her. Good job. All right, guys. I hope you have a very amazing once upon a time wherever you are. Thanks for hanging out with us with the Family Retro Trivia Podcast. Make sure to follow us online and on Facebook for the latest news about our show. Have a great afternoon.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.